Ready to dive into the world of the Peacemaker? We're going to try to unlock some secrets about Enneagram Type 9 today.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. You gave me quite the stack of info on this one.
I did. We've got overviews, we've got in-depth analyses, we've even got links to tests and a bunch of other resources. It's
Wow.
going to be a journey.
Sounds like it.
Yep.
Well, one of the things about Type 9s that always gets me is how much they want that inner peace and harmony. And for them, it's more than just like wanting things to be quiet. It really comes from this place of being afraid of loss and separation. And some of the stuff you gave me even suggests that this might go all the way back to their childhoods.
You know, that actually makes me think about some people I know who are like that. They just seem to have this knack for bringing a peaceful vibe wherever they go. Like, they're the ones who can always see every side of an argument.
Yeah, and it's not even that they're just trying to avoid conflict or anything. Nines really do seem to have this like superpower to tap into where everyone's coming from. You know, they're just wired for empathy and compassion, and that's what lets them create that harmony.
It's like they've got these internal scales that they're constantly trying to balance.
Exactly. And to keep those scales balanced, they often end up putting what other people need and think ahead of their own wants and needs.
They're the ultimate
We
peacemakers.
really are. But here's the thing. Those materials you dug up, they touch on this really interesting paradox about nines. So they seem super flexible on the outside, right? But they can actually be surprisingly resistant to change.
It's funny you say that because I was just thinking how much nines seem to go with the flow.
It seems counterintuitive, right? But you gotta remember, change can really threaten that inner peace they work so hard to cultivate. That need for stability for them, it often outweighs taking a risk,
Interesting.
even if it means they end up putting their own needs on the back burner.
Like those times when a nine just finally snaps after years of saying yes to everyone. Almost like their way of regaining control.
Totally. It can definitely look like that, but usually it's a lot more subtle than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they might dig in their heels about some tiny change to their routine or refuse to try a new restaurant.
It's the little things.
Exactly. It's those everyday moments of resistance that really show this whole paradox. It reminds us that their desire for peace, it's not just a personality quirk. It's like a deeply ingrained coping mechanism.
You've given me a lot to think about.
It's fascinating stuff.
It is. So, on that note, why don't we shift gears and talk about what's good about this whole desire for harmony? I mean, being a natural mediator is practically a superpower these days.
Tell me about it. Their patience and that ability to see all sides of everything. It makes them incredible friends and amazing mediators.
The glue that holds everything together,
100%.
the friend you can always vent to without judgment.
Exactly. And here's another strength that often gets overlooked. A lot of nines, they have these really rich inner lives. They're often really creative and imaginative, even if they don't always show that side to everyone.
So we've got this quiet observer who's actually writing poetry in their head. I love it. But let's be real for a second. All this focus on harmony, there's got to be a downside. There's got to be a point where you need to assert yourself right.
You're hitting on a really important point. One of the biggest challenges for nines is indecision.
I can see that.
Because they can see all the sides of an issue, they get totally paralyzed by this fear of like disrupting the peace by actually choosing a side.
Which can then lead to procrastination, which probably drives everyone around them
Oh,
crazy.
absolutely. And it's not even just about frustrating their friends and family either. Think about their own goals and dreams. Those get put on hold because they're so worried about rocking the boat.
That makes sense. And I'm guessing that fear of rocking the boat doesn't stop at just decisions. It probably affects how they interact with people too, right?
You're spot on. In their quest for all this harmony, nines can end up kind of merging with other people. They lose sight of their own needs and what they want in the process. It's like they become chameleons, changing to match their environment just to keep things balanced.
I've totally seen that. So busy trying to make everyone else happy that they forget to check in with themselves.
It's a delicate dance, and it can be rough to watch because eventually that pattern can lead to resentment and feeling like they're not being heard. And that's when things can get complicated. When those unexpressed needs and frustrations build up, nines might resort to.
Passive aggressiveness.
Exactly. They see direct confrontation as this like threat to the peace.
Right.
So they find other ways to get their point across.
So instead of just saying, hey, this is bothering me, they might just like withdraw or get all quiet.
Yeah, it can show up as withdrawal or like subtle digs disguised as jokes or even procrastinating on stuff they're supposed to be doing together. They're sending out smoke signals instead of lighting a flare.
Which makes sense knowing how much they value harmony. But I can definitely see how that would make it tough to communicate in a relationship.
Oh, for sure. Which is why understanding these patterns is so important for personal growth.
For everyone involved.
Exactly.
Speaking of growth, we've talked about the struggles, but how do we even begin to approach personal growth with a type that seems so resistant to change?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And you're right, change can be scary for them, even when it's a good change. I think the key is to approach it in a way that feels safe for them, like something that encourages them to learn about themselves without judgment. Remember, the goal here is growth, not putting a label on anyone.
So where do we start? What are some practical things nines can actually focus on?
One word: boundaries. Learning how to set healthy boundaries is huge. It's about them figuring out where their needs start and other people's end.
Sounds easy enough, but I bet it's a lot harder to actually do.
Oh, for sure. It takes practice. But it starts with nines recognizing that they're important and that it's okay for them to have needs. It's about saying no without feeling guilty or worrying about ruining the mood.
Because real inner peace can't come from everyone else around them. It has to start from within.
Now you're getting it. And once they start building that foundation inside themselves, they can start to tap into another big area for growth, self-assertion.
Whoa, hold on. Self-assertion? Are we still talking about the same nines who put everyone else's needs first? It seems like a completely different type.
It's not about becoming someone else, but about them finding their own voice. It's about being real and expressing themselves, even if it ruffles a few feathers along the way.
You know what strikes me is how much being willing to embrace change plays into all of this. Setting boundaries, asserting themselves, all of that requires nines to get out of their comfort zone.
You hit the nail on the head. Change, as weird as it might feel to them at first, is actually what helps them grow and find more fulfillment.
So to all the nines out there listening, remember, you're not defined by your Enneagram type. And growth isn't about becoming someone you're not. It's about becoming the most genuine you there is.
Well said. And it really makes you think about something we touched on earlier, about that core fear of loss and separation that nines have.
Yeah.
What if embracing change, setting boundaries, asserting themselves, what if that's actually how they overcome that fear?
Okay, now you're going to blow my mind.
Maybe just a little.
So you're saying that stepping into their own power is like a way for them to face that fear head on.
Exactly. It's almost like they're proving to themselves that they deserve to be loved and accepted for who they are deep down, not just for being the peacemaker.
Wow. I'm really starting to see how all of this connects. You've given everyone listening a lot to think about. So for anyone who's feeling ready to jump headfirst into the world of Enneagram Type 9, what resources would you pull from that stack we've got?
Well, the Enneagram Academy's website is always a great place to start. Tons of info on all the Enneagram types, and they make it really easy to understand.
And for folks who like to digest things in smaller bites, the Chestnut Pays Enneagram Academy blog has a ton of interesting articles. I bet they've got a whole bunch about Type 9s.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And for a really deep dive, The Wisdom of the Enneagram is a classic for a reason. It covers everything from motivations and fears to strengths and weaknesses. They even get into wings and triads.
Which, for anyone new to this whole Enneagram thing, wings and triads are basically like subcategories that add a whole other layer to your type. Like, you might be a type 9 with an 8 wing, which just means you share some stuff in common with type 8. And then triads group the types together based on their core motivations, so you can learn even more about how you interact with everyone else. But, okay, back to the good stuff. You know what really stood out to me? This Enneagram gift guide. What a cool way to use this stuff.
Right. It really shows how knowing about the Enneagram can help us connect with each other in ways we might not have thought of before.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but this is just the beginning when it comes to the Enneagram. This whole deep dive was about giving you the tools you need to explore more on your own. So to all our nines out there, or anyone who wants to get to know the peacemaker in their life better, remember, this is a journey. There's always something new to discover.
It makes you think about something that was mentioned in one of these things about how each Enneagram type has a childhood wound. Could this be connected to that fear of loss and separation nines have?
Mm-hmm.
An interesting question to think about.
Now that is a thought-provoking question to leave everyone with. Maybe something you can explore as you dive deeper into this whole world. Until next time, happy exploring.